Some people talk about raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Now, what would that actually look like for you when you go to your favorite fast food place and buy some of your favorite fast food? We're going to talk about that right now with Melissa Quinn of the Heritage Foundation. She writes for the Daily Signal, dailysignal.com. Melissa, thanks so much for joining us on Vocal Point.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Sure. Okay, so right now I've got your article in front of me. Very interesting article. A 10-piece chicken McNuggets now would cost $4.49. That's under the current minimum wage, which, by the way, is about what per hour approximately?
I believe it's $7.25 an hour.
Okay.
The current federal minimum wage.
All right, and we hear all this clamoring for an increase up to $15. Dollars an hour. In fact, I believe, didn't Hillary endorse such an idea? I believe so.
So Bernie Sanders, when he was on the campaign trail throughout 2016, he endorsed a $15 an hour minimum wage. Hillary Clinton came close. She didn't quite advocate for a $15 an hour minimum wage, but she settled at about $12 an hour.
Hmm. Okay, so 10-piece chicken McNuggets now costs $4.49. What would it cost if a $15 minimum wage went into effect?
A 10-piece chicken McNugget would cost $6.20 after a $15 an hour minimum wage.
Hmm. All right, so if you went to Starbucks and you bought a grande mocha frappuccino at $4.56. By the way, some of this stuff is not all great for you, but anyway, but we're not talking nutrition, we're talking dollars and cents, or dollars. Okay, grande mocha frappuccino, $4.56. What would it cost with a minimum wage hike of $15?
That would come to $6.29.
Okay, Subway, 6-inch turkey sub, $4.25 after the wage hike?
For that, it would be $5.87.
Huh. Okay, what would you say, and we'll go back to some of these other ones, but what would you say to those who would say theoretically, well, you can't live on the minimum wage, you know, $7, whatever it is, even if it were $12, you just can't live on that. What would you say to that?
I think it's interesting. We have to remember, and many, many labor experts do point to this when they are debating the merits of $15 an hour minimum wage, but you know, they really do say that the minimum wage was not something that is supposed to be a wage that you support a family on. We often see young teenagers just trying to get into the labor market, working these minimum wage jobs, and that was really what they were intended to do. And so those minimum wage jobs, those entry-level positions where you're currently making $7.25 an hour, business owners and company managers and CEOs never really intended for those entry-level positions to be filled by people who are supporting a family, and certainly people who are supporting a family in the long term.
Hmm. Now, your article in the Daily Signal is talking in some ways about theoreticals, but isn't it true that there have been some places, I believe Seattle comes to mind, where they actually have increased the minimum wage? And what has that actually done as far as impact on some restaurants and other businesses?
Yes. So Seattle was one of the cities that increased its minimum wage to $15 an hour recently. And most of these cities and states are phasing in their wage hikes over a period of 5 years. I think Seattle has either already hit that $15 an hour ceiling or is in the process. The data is still relatively new. Obviously, we're only looking at 1 or 2 years out. But so far, there have been decreases in jobs and an increase in prices as well. We've also seen states like New York and California just last year, their legislatures passed minimum wage hikes, both of those states, for $15 an hour, phased in over the next 5 years. And we have already seen negative responses from business owners in both of those states. I went to San Diego last year and spoke with three different business owners in three different sectors, one in retail, one in the restaurant and hotel industry, and a third in home health care. And all of them were very, very worried about how a $15 an hour minimum wage would impact their future businesses.
Hmm. And then I understand in the case of Seattle, there were even some restaurants, long-standing restaurants, that just had to finally close their doors just because they just couldn't, you know, stay open anymore because of the economic reality.
Yes, absolutely. And I think the other thing that's important to note when we're talking about restaurants, like the establishment that you were referring to, those who have been in the business and in the industry for a while, but also some of these fast food restaurants, and we're talking more so about the franchises, so not the larger corporations that bring in a lot of money, but a lot of these restaurants operate on very, very slim margins as it is. And so raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour would significantly cost them much more money in terms of labor costs. So oftentimes we hear from the dissent that, you know, these CEOs, these business owners are kind of millionaires and they are just trying to protect their profits. But in many cases, that's really not the case. They're operating on very slim margins as it is. So raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour would really cost them a lot of money in the end.
Right. Okay. And, you know, we were talking earlier about McDonald's, and I've seen protests and so forth in different parts of the country where McDonald's workers are, you know, lobbying for this. But in the long run, could that actually hurt the job market for wannabe McDonald's workers?
Yes, and that's definitely what many labor experts say. A colleague of mine who unfortunately is no longer with the Heritage Foundation, but James Shirk is his name, and he came out with a report back in January examining really the impact that a $15 an hour minimum wage would have on the cost of food that's being sold in fast food restaurants, which we referenced earlier. But he also found that if you were to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, it would also cause a 36% drop in employment. And that is something that not only is reflected in James's research, but we're also hearing about anecdotally, where certain business owners, particularly those that I've spoken with, have said that they may have to reduce hours for their workers to try to recoup some of the money that they would have to see go out the door because of a $15 an hour minimum wage. They may also have to cut jobs and shift some of the responsibilities that would normally go to their hourly workers back onto management who may be salaried or are making over $15 an hour, where they know that they can just give them some more responsibilities. But unfortunately, that means that they may have to cut jobs as well.
Now, we're hearing about automation, about some jobs being lost to robots. Would this kind of thing where, you know, automatic, you know, forcing of the minimum wage to, hike up to $15 an hour, would that cause maybe some employers to think, you know, I might be better off just going with robots, you know, with some of these things?
Yes, labor experts certainly do predict that. I've talked to James about that before, and you also have to think, too, that, you know, if you were to install a machine that could take someone's order, that may be a very expensive one-time cost to install that technology and to purchase that technology, but that's all it is. It's a one-time cost. Now, of course, there are certain things that really can't replace the human experience. If you had a problem with your food, for example, at McDonald's, you want to be able to go to someone and make sure that that error is corrected. But we are already seeing many restaurants turn to automation. I believe it's Wendy's is talking about installing different machines where people can place their orders in their restaurants. We've seen, of course, at many CVSs here in the D.C. area, you're seeing many self-checkout machines. Oh. So that is something that it seems like many business owners are starting to consider, particularly as they're looking or debating the potential for these higher labor costs.
Oh, you know, I'm glad you actually mentioned that about the self-checkout. I've seen that. I've even used it a few places, but I haven't made the connection in my mind. That's like a robot, but it's the same idea. It's the same idea. You're right. Okay, going back to your chart here, if you were to buy a Whopper meal today, it would cost about $6.49. But if Burger King had an automatic, increase to the minimum wage to up to $15 an hour, that $6.49 Whopper meal would cost $8.96. And you mentioned Wendy's a few moments ago, and in your charts at thedailysignal.com, it says the son of a Baconator combo, whatever that is $6.69, but it would go up to $9.23. And on it goes.
Absolutely. And of course, we have to think, you know, when you go to a fast food restaurant, at least when I go to a fast food restaurant, you want something quick, you want something cheap. But if we're seeing a $15 minimum wage put in place, I think that some consumers are really going to stop and think twice. If going to Burger King and purchasing a Whopper meal and knowing it's going to cost almost $9, to many people, to me, that is a lot of money to shell out for a Whopper for fast, you know, at a fast food restaurant. So I think that will also deter from some people from turning to those fast food options where they may have in the past.
Yeah. Taco Bell, Crunchwrap Supreme, Crunchy Taco and Large Drink now cost $5.99. With the hike increase, $8.27. And here, look, I'll give two more that you give in your chart, and then you can comment some more. Chicken sandwich combo at Chick-fil-A, $5.95 with the minimum wage hike. $8.21 is what it would cost. So you're going from basically $6 to $8. And then finally, you give a Pizza Hut example with a medium hand-tossed cheese pizza, $11.95, and it would go up to $16.55. So that's $12 up to $17. That's a $5 increase. How did you come up with all these figures?
So James Shirk, who was a former research fellow in labor economics, he's done a lot of work on the minimum wage for the Heritage Foundation. He actually did a study back, I believe it was in 2014, examining the impact a $15 an hour minimum wage would have on fast food prices and labor in general. And what he found then, and he most recently updated his numbers and found that there was no change, that was in the January report, was that if you were to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, fast food prices would increase by 38%. So that's how we got the figures, kind of the before and after figures. But he also found that raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour would cause a drop in employment, and I believe I mentioned this earlier, of 36%. So unfortunately, so when we did this back, when James did this back in 2014 to 2017 now, the numbers in terms of the percent increase didn't change, but what did change from then to now is actually the cost of fast food prices. So we just went ahead and we updated the chart using James's data here, and that's how we were able to determine the prices of some of these food items at some of the most popular fast food restaurants in the country before and now after a potential $15 an hour minimum wage.
And that drop of employment by 36% or thereabouts, I mean, that's huge. That's that means one third. Not to mention, as you said earlier about, you know, well, hey, you know, a Whopper would no longer be in the $5 range. Now, all of a sudden, it's more like in the $9 range, at least for the Whopper meal. There may be people then that just, you know, change their shopping patterns. In other words, the number of people going to these places or the revenue would decrease over time just because it would just be too expensive.
Absolutely. And I also think it's really important to note, too, that when we hear a lot of people, politicians here in Washington, as well as lawmakers, both in places like California, New York, where we have seen action on this issue, we often hear that, you know, these businesses can bear the brunt of these minimum wage hikes. But what we've seen, as James's research proves, and then also what we've seen in the wake of some of these wage hikes in cities like Seattle, as you mentioned earlier, Los Angeles, is it's not actually the business owners who are bearing the brunt of these minimum wage increases. It's actually the increased costs are being passed on to the consumers.
Sure.
So I think that's just really, really important to note. There was a huge debate here in D.C. a few years ago when Walmart wanted to move into the city on raising the minimum wage for Walmart and other businesses here. It was either to $12.50 or $15 an hour. I can't quite remember. But one of the things that many labor experts said was that if you went ahead and did that, a company like Walmart may go ahead and have to raise their prices to go ahead and compensate for those increased labor costs. And at the end of the day, that's only going to hurt Walmart shoppers.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Melissa Quinn of the Daily Signal, dailysignal.com. Thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. For Vocal Point, I'm Jerry Newcomb.